Swimming Pool, written by Herman Koch and read by Peter Burkle.
My patients file into my practice at 20-minute intervals. The office is on the ground floor of my home. They come in on crutches and in wheelchairs. Some of them are too fat, others are short of breath. They are, in any case, no longer able to climb stairs. One flight of stairs would kill them for sure. Others only imagine it would, that their final hour would sound on the first step. Most of the patients are like that. Most of them have nothing wrong with them. They moan and groan, make noises that would make you think they found death staring them in the face every moment of the day. They sink into the chair across from my desk with a sigh. But there's nothing wrong with them. I let them reel off their complaints. It hurts here and here. Sometimes it spasms down to here. I do my best to act interested. Meanwhile, I doodle on a scrap of paper. I ask them to get up, to follow me to the examination room. Occasionally, I'll ask someone to undress behind the screen, but most of the time I don't. Human bodies are horrible enough as it is, even with their clothes on. I don't want to see them, those parts where the sun never shines. Not the folds of fat in which it is always too warm and the bacteria have free rein. Not the fungal growths and infections between the toes, beneath the nails. Not the fingers that scratch here, the fingers that rub there until it starts to bleed. Here, doctor, here's where it itches really bad. No, I don't want to see. I pretend to look, but I'm thinking about something else. About a roller coaster in an amusement park. The car at the front has a green dragon's head mounted on it. The people throw their hands in the air and scream their lungs out. From the corner of my eye, I see moist tufts of pubic hair, or red, infected bald spots where no hair will ever grow again. And I think about a plane exploding in the air. The passengers still belted to their seats as they begin a mile-long tumble into eternity. It's cold. The air is thin. Far below, the ocean awaits. It burns when I pee, doctor, like there are needles coming out. A train explodes just before it enters the station. The space shuttle Columbia shatters into millions of little pieces. The second jet slams into the South Tower. It burns here, doctor, here.